Boker Tov, today's daf is Pesachim, daf Ches. We left off Zayin Amud Beis towards the bottom of the page. Two dots. We're going to discuss first today the Bedikah being La'ar and Ner. What's unique about the Ner? First, the Mar is going to give a bunch of Pesachim to back it up. Then the Mar is going to explain why we don't use other Iris and Abraisa more, not just based on Pesachim, but also based on more of the logic or the issues with the other means. And then the Gemara is going to spend much of the daf discussing different areas. First of all, discuss different areas. We do have access to good light by daytime. Could you check with other light, like sunlight? And then I'm going to go into the end of the Mishnah about the place where you bring chametz. That's where you check. The place where you don't bring chametz, you don't have to check. That'll be that last part will be the bulk of the daf. Okay. So Zaklimar, Lorener. Two dots, about 12, 13 lines off the bottom of the page, Zainam Beis. We check Lorener, but not immediately had we know this. Says the Gemara, Amar Chizda Lamana Metziyam 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 Mechipesh 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 Meneris Meneris Meneris. So if it sounds like drashas, it's exactly because it is. The Gemara later is going to very clearly call these all like asmachtas. We're learning out the word Metziyah from the word Metziyah in a different pasuk, and the Metziyah in that second pasuk has the word Chipesh with it, and Chipesh elsewhere has the word Neris with it. So we learn out when you're looking to find something, that's what we're doing by B'deis Chametz. You're looking to find something, what do you do? You look with the Ner. What is this string of sukkim that we just set up, says the Gemara, Metziah Metziah, so Metziah Metziah is Ksevach, it says over here, by Pesach. Shivas Yam Salam, Layamatsa Batechem. It says 7 days, Sar should not be found, Layamatsa Batechem. Ksevasam, and it says over the end of the Pasuk, Vichapis Bagadal Hechal, Vukatan Kila Vayamatsa is coming up in the end of Parshas Vayigash, right? A couple of weeks from now, in the end of Parshas Vayigash, it says that Yosef had them check. They started with the oldest, right? He knew exactly where the case was. He knew the case was by Binyamin. He planted it there. He had a servant planted there, but he checked, started from the Gadol from Reuven, and then went down all the way to the cotton to find where this missing is searching for his golden for his silver case that was missing. Now vechapes is in the pasuk. The word vechapes in the pasuk and the word yematze is in that pasuk. Okay, umetziyah mechipes today. So we learn out metziyah from the chipes today. Vechipes meneris. Chipes is compared is together with the pasuk meneris. Beisahi utchse beisahi chapes yishlaim meneris. At that time I'll search yishlaim with candles. Meneris menerim. We learn meneris menerim. Utchse ner Hashem nishmas Adam chipes kol chadre batem. Meneris menerim because it says Hakadosh Baruch Hu uses the ner. The Ner of Hashem, which is the Nishmas Adam, he searches in all the hidden parts of Chariot Batan. Now the Marzan asks later, why do we need the last pasuk? We wanted to get to the fact that you're looking for Metzias, you're looking for, in our case, for Chametz, with an Ner. So even by the pasuk already, Be'isei Achapes Es Yishalayim. Beneiras, I search with Beneiras, I've already gotten to my final point that you search for Neiras. Why do we need this extra pasuk of Aimer, of Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, Chayef Kalai Batan? The Gemara will ask that question in a few lines. L'chair, we already have our limud that you search, and how do you search? You search from there. Okay. Tana Beis Shmuel, Leili Abbasu Beit Kimes Chametz Aner. This is going to be a price that backs up everything we just darshened. On the 14th of Nisan, 14th at night, we look for Chametz La'aner. Afa Bishim Raila Davi, even though there's no clear riot, this is Zechel Davi. So here we see very clearly, Gemara saying, it's not a riot, it's not going to smacht. It's not a clear, apparently it's not a clear Gzeir Shavah type Joshua. First of all, it's multiple Gzeir Shavahs. The Gemara says, but it's a Zechel Davi. Shanemar, Shivas Yam Sele Matze, said the Basak by Pesach, 7 days, again, same Joshua as we said before. 7 days, you shouldn't find Chametz La'aner. It says in the pasuk of when they found the case by Binyamin, ve'chapes. Ve'aymer, it says basically achapes as Yishlaim ben Neiris. Ve'aymer ner Hashem nishmas Adam chayfes. Again, my v'aymer. The other one asks, what's the second v'aymer? You already connected chipes searching with ner, and we know you have to look for chametz chipes because we said metziah by Pesach and metziah le'yimatzib v'teichem, and it says by Yosef and the brothers ve'chapes. And by Yamatze, says the Gemara, by the Aimer, the Chitim, because it says as follows. Over here in that Pasuk, the first Pasuk that we quoted with Chipes and Neiris in Yerushalayim, it was going the opposite way. The Pasuk was speaking at a Kula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, I'm only going to check with a candle, with a Neiris, and now with an Avuka, now with a torch, in order, basically, I'm not going to check so good. I'm not going to look for the Chatayim Akalai, so with such a fine comb, in this metaphor, I'm not going to check with a big fire, with a big light, I'm going to check with a small candle. That would connote that the candle not being such a good way to check. So maybe that wouldn't be a good source for our purposes. That's more inside. The Chitim, maybe they'll say, Hi, Beisahi Kuli. That pasuk of Vesi is a Kula. To come Rachman the Torah is saying as follows. Akash Baruch is saying as follows. Le'bedigna, le'yushalayim ben hayrat davuk nafesh, nahira. I'm not going to check Yushalayim with a big fat torch that has a lot of light. El benayrat deshargat, the nuzut nahira, tvei. Only with a small candle, which is much less of a light. To avain rab mishach, rab zut mishach, le mishach. And by searching in this method, Akash Baruch is saying, I'm only going to find the big averis. Small, big averis I'm still going to see with this smaller light. But the small averis I'm not going to see because I'm not going to is avuka. So if that's the case, maybe you cannot use this as a proof to be searching for chametz, because we're connoting in the pasuk the candle being a weak form of checking. Says Mar Tashema, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. And the pasuk ends off and it says, "Akash Baruch's chayfis kol chadri beten." In that pasuk, the word "ner" is used clearly to search all of the innards of a person's thoughts. That's clearly talking about a deep, thorough check. And therefore, we see "ner" could represent a good checking. Okay, so the bottom line is we have all these pesukim that connect one pasuk to the next, which gives me the taich that by gives me a zeich ledever that by Pesach we should be checking la'ar haner tanra banan. So this price again is going to quote now. This price is going to elaborate a little more on different methods that we don't use. But then we'll go back to the pesukim. We don't search for chametz not to the light of the sun, not to the light of the moon. You don't use the light of the sun, nor the light of the moon, nor the light of a torch, rather to the light of a candle. That is what we use. Top of, says Gemara, top of chesed aleph, top words, Meshe'ar haner, because the light of the candle, yafal of bedikas, go for bedikas. So here the Gemara clearly is saying a brisa, which is saying a logic, not just based on the psukah that we saying before, but a logic that the best ner for checking is a ner, the best light for checking is a ner. Gemara is going to explain why avuka, which we just said a moment ago, illuminates much more. Why would avuka not be better? So Gemara is going to explain, Meshe'ar haner, yafal of bedikas, vaf bishay rael dav zeich dav. Now the brisa for his life, that even though there's no raya, again, we have the same drasha as before. We have a zeichel dover. Shnemer shivis yam salim matzav v'teichem. V'yamer v'chapis begad l'heichel. Pasuk says by Yosef, you check the older brother down to the younger brother. V'yamer beis he achapes esushlam b'neiros. So mitzia techipes tener. V'yamer ner shem nishmatadim chayfes kolchadir batem. Okay, same pasuk comes before. Before we go further, just one. The Marna is going to get involved with the case of the arachama that was saying is no good. But before we get there, there was asked to the Tribuna Rav that there's a pasuk earlier, and I meant to look it up. I think it's this week's parsha. It was this past week's parsha. We just laid in Veitze that Lavan was looking for the trafim to lay yamatze, right? So the pasuk over there, I think, used the lashon of mechapes, of searching for the trafim to lay yamatze, and he was not successful to find it, right? And then that's why Yaakov said, whoever took it should be cursed with death, and then he Tanya said, why are you accusing us of stealing your God, right? We just had this in the laning yesterday in Parshas Veitze. So they asked the Tribuna Rav, why do we wait for later? Typically, if you have a raya from Pesukim Chumash, you go to the earliest Pesukim where you have such a raya. We have a raya from the Pesukim to a connection of chipes, of searching, and mitziah, and matzah. That's what we're looking for in our Pesukim over here. Shivas yamim le yamatzei sa'ar, and then we go from there to chipes. So why don't you go to the Pesukim by Lavan? Why do you get the Pesukim by Yosef and the brothers? That is the question that was presented to the Tribuna Rav. Answers the Tribuna Rav that by Yosef, he was searching for something that he knew was there. Remember, they planted it, right? Yosef planted the gvia. He planted the kais into the amtachas benyamin. He planted the benyamin sack. He knew it was there. So when I say searching with my two fingers quotations, he's searching. He's not searching for it. He knows where it is. He just, you know, was putting on a charade. So too, there's a remez to what we do. What do? We put out 10 pieces of bread by b'dirus chametz, because hopefully at that point all the chametz already cleaned up, and we're searching for something we know is there. So that's why we purposely picked that pasuk, which is more of a connection to the minig of what we do, which is putting out the 10 pieces of bread. That's the remez to that idea. That is the Tribuna Rav's mahalach to answer that question. I was thinking that perhaps he could say even more. Perhaps he could say, I shouldn't say more, different, that Yosef did a successful check, right? Yosef was successful. Right? When we bring a pasuk of Chumash to demonstrate Shivas Yom Le'Matzisar B'Teichem, and we're darshing from there about doing chape, searching, and how you search with an air, if we have a choice to be a pasuk from a search that was successful or from a search that was not successful, we'd rather search was successful. Now, let's be clear. By chametz, successful doesn't mean finding chametz. You know, if you don't find chametz, you're also good, as long as it's not there. But love and search was unsuccessful because he wanted his trufim. He was looking for the trufim. They were there and he didn't find it. That's the worst. We don't want to have a chametz that was searching for the chametz that is there and we don't find it. So the Torah, Gemara purposely picked the pasuk where the search was fruitful, where the search came out, whatever they're looking for, they found. And Fartik. So to hear, our search by Pesach should be a search where we find the chametz if it's there. And of course, if it's not there, obviously we won't find it, but not that we miss what's there. And maybe that's why we didn't go to the pasuk. That's my own thought, perhaps why we went to this pasuk as opposed to that one. Okay, says the Gemara, "Hai arch achama hechidami." This R of the sun. What's the scenario? Inem b'chatzir, talking about in the chatzir, which is meaning the Gemara already understands that in the house the light doesn't shine in the sun. You have walls. So it must be talking about the chatzar. If you're talking about the chatzar, Hamar Rav Chatzar in Tzricha B'dika. Rav said a chatzar doesn't need B'dika. You know why? Because the birds, literally it means the ravens, but the ravens are found, the birds are found there, right? Ravens be found also by the, maybe a raven's going to come take a piece of meat and switch it by the Basa Shazam and Ayim, right? For some reason, ravens were apparently they're very gutsy and they come close to people and they come get the food that they want. So we're scared about the ravens. The ravens, I'm not scared. Over here, we can rely on the ravens that they eat up all the crumbs, and you don't have to worry about your chametz. Eat up the big pieces. You don't have to worry about your chametz. Ela b'chsadra. Ela ma'otok b'chsadra. We had very much. We had in Erevin a bunch of times. It's the gazebo. It's basically this open area that has no walls but has a roof on top with four posts. So b'chsadra. Ela ma'otok b'chsadra. And the sun shines in from the sides. There's no walls there. So as long as you have a decent angle, the sun could be shining in beautifully. Hamar b'chsadra le'erin nivdeka. But Rav himself said nivdekas. Achsadra is checked la'ar. It is checked. Achsadra can yes be checked. La'ayra. I read it wrong. Achsadra la'ayra nevdekes. And achsadra can check by its own light, meaning, namely, what type of light? The light of the sun. So what are you telling me? That the Aracham is no good. Where would you think the Aracham is good that we're eliminating it? If the bias, the Mar assumes right away, there's no tzad that you have Aracham in the bias. Elamai the chatzir, you have to worry, check b'chal, because the ravens take the chametz. Elamai, talking about the gazebo, you have the, apparently when there's a roof there, the ravens don't come in because there's already a roof. But over there, Rav says, you could use the sun to check, so that can't be what the bias is being mimite either. Letzricha, la ruba, shed de b'cheder. When you have a skylight, you're right, typically when you have walls, the sun doesn't shine in. You have a roof, you have walls. I keep focusing on walls, but more importantly, the roof also. We're talking about, we have a skylight in the roof. We have a skylight in the roof, and the sun's shining in. You would theoretically be able to use that light to check, and therefore say, no, you don't use that light. Udeicha. I understand. If we're talking about which area, if we're talking about the area where the sun taka shines clear into the light, so you have direct sunlight, why is that different than Achsadra, where Rava said you could use the light of the sun when it's shining brightly? You could use it. That's Achsadra. Elustadin. It means in a room which doesn't have direct light from the sun. It's funny, when the light is very direct, it actually hurts the eyes. It's hard to check from the sun, but okay. The Mar is assuming that when you have kind of direct light from the sun, you can check properly. And the Mar says, Anachrami, directly when there's a skylight and there's light from the sun, you could use the sun to check. We're talking about to the sides, where the room has light, because the sun is shining in through the skylight. So there's light in the room, but it's not direct light. It's off to the side of where the sun's shining, but you have like indirect light from the sun, that's problematic. That's what you have to use in there as opposed to the sunlight. So we're coming out according to this that one could check the achsadra and one could check the room with the sunlight when it's direct, but when it's not direct, that's what we're saying. La archama, indirect can't be used. You have to use R and R. Now the Mefarshim are discuss. The Mefarshim, the Achreinim discuss in Rashi a few things. First of all, which day are you checking? When we talk about you checking, you're not checking at night, obviously. The sun doesn't shine at night. So you're checking by day. Are you checking Erev the 14th, the 13th by day? Are you checking the 14th in the morning? When exactly are you checking with the sun? That is one question. And the other question is, furthermore, it was not clear, once we're saying in the Gemara that you could check, does that mean it works by the Eved, such a checking with the sun? Or Mamish, even the Chatchila works? That's two shilos that they have. Again, it's a discussion in the Achreinim, how far we take this din, that again, they discuss it in Rashi, but it's really Gemara. When the Gemara is saying you can check with the sun by day, is it, which day is it again? The first day, the 13th, we'll call it, or the 14th, number one. Number two, is it l'chatchila, or is it only bidi evid? Now, on this din that we said, that a chatzar, you don't have to check, the concepts that come up later, I believe it comes up later in this daf a little bit, but definitely certainly comes up more, this idea in future dafm as well, this idea of areas where this chametz was brought there, but you can assume the animals, the critters, in this case, in Argamar's case, the birds, the ravens ate it up, so what is that? How does that then apply? Meaning, Shulchan Aruch quotes the din of our Gemara and says it only applies when you are mesupik if there was chametz there. If you don't have to check the chatzir, because if you're not sure there's chametz there in the first place, and even if there's chametz there, you can assume it's eaten by the raven, so it's kind of like a sfek sfeka type of thing. Therefore, he doesn't say those words, but therefore you make it. But if you know for sure you brought chametz there, you got to go check. That is the Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishabura elaborates on the Shulchan Aruch and explains the Mechaber, and he explains because we have the cloud ain't suffic waits to be divade. You're right, the ravens may have eaten it, but you know for sure there's chametz there. Vade, there was chametz. Suffic ravens ate it. Ain't suffic waits to be divade. You have to check. That is the Shulchan Aruch with the elaboration of the Mishabura. However, the Ramah argues, and the Ramah says this din that Rav was saying, that when you have a chutzer, chametz in the chutzer, you don't have to check, was talking about even when you know for sure there was chametz in the chutzer. Since chametz outside, which is accessible by the ravens, by the birds, is for sure, you can assume with certainty. So almost like, don't say ain't suffic waits to be divade. It's a vade. The ravens are for sure going to eat it up. You don't have to check at all. According to Ramah, you don't have to check the chatzar because you can assume with certainty that the chametz was eaten up. Interesting machlekes, Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, mamish directly on our Gemara. Okay. Says Gemara Vayter. Vavukaloi. We point there on the Braisa that you cannot use the light of the sun, the light of the moon, nor the light of a torch. The Gemara is bothered. The light of a torch is no good. We're going to see that the light of a torch is beautiful, right? We point that before already from our drushas that the light of a torch is greater than the light of a candle. Bar Gemara is in general going to speak about the virtues, how great a light of a torch is. Vavukaloi v'amarava meidachsev. What does it mean in the pasuk when it says v'nega kartia karanayim miyadei loy v'sam. Visham Chevyain Uzai, right? It's referring to the glow of the world to come for the tzaddikim, and it will be like the light of the days of when Akash Baruch created the world. We know a famous medrash, but we talk about by Shesh Mei Breishis, Akash Baruch took the most precious light, the Ar, and hid it for tzaddikim aslave. It's called the Ar Hagunas, right? The hidden Ar, the Ar Hagunas. So we're referring to, we're using the word. This light over this that's designated for the tzaddikim aslave says Gemara lema tzaddikim daimim meishchina. What will the tzaddikim be daimim for the shchina? Can ner b'fnei avuka? The tzaddikim which themselves give off light, right? The rays of light of tzaddikim will be compared like to the light of the shchina, which is so amazing, like the light of a small ner compared to the light of an avuka. Meaning, very clearly showing how much. I mean, it's really not such a chiddush, of course, but a torch gives off much, much brighter light than a candle. And Rava said, an avuka for Abdullah, a torch for Abdullah is a mitzvah and a mavchar. We know we're makbid by Abdullah to have at least 2 wicks. 2 wicks is the smallest shear to get an avuka. So an avuka for Abdullah is mitzvah and mavchar. That's what we're supposed to have for ner for Abdullah. By the way, why is there ner by Abdullah? Bechlal, just a chazara. This did come up in brachas. Why is there ner by Abdullah? We know Besam is there because he loses the Shem Yisera, so it's there to kind of appease us from losing the Shem Yisera. The ner is there by Abdullah. Pirkei Avos explains because on Matzah Shabbos, Adam Rishon, right? Remember, right away on Friday, he was created. Right away, there's a sin of Eitz Hadas. They were really going to be thrown out of Gan Eden, but they had a little bit of a little of reprieve for Shabbos, right? We know until today we always say Shabbos have reprieve on Shabbos. That's why there's Inyan Tadav with Amud when especially during, particularly during the first year, during the first year of Avelos, there's a special Inyan every day for the Amud, Tadav for the Amud, and Avil, Tadav for the Amud by Matzah Shabbos, because that's when the Shabbos is going back out of their reprieve, back into wherever they are. Hopefully not, but if they're potentially in Gehenna, they're going out back out from their reprieve. So Matzah Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam a ner to appease him. The question was exactly how the ner was it created on Matzah Shabbos or not? But the idea is we create a ner on Matzah Shabbos to commemorate. The Pirkei Avos brings two malachim exactly what happened there, but to commemorate the ner that HaKadosh Baruch Hu at least showed Adam Rishon on Matzah Shabbos. And by the way, we know on Yom Kippur we purposely use a ner shashavas, right? Yom Kippur is supposed to have a ner that was resting on Yom Kippur, the ner was already lit from before Yom Kippur, so we use such a ner. On Matzah Shabbos, on the contrary, the idea is to create a new ner, representing the idea of the ner that was there by Adam Rishon. Okay, says the Gemara, so you see that an avuka is a great thing, it's a mitzvah mavchar for Matzah Shabbos for Abdullah, so why are we not using it? Why are we not using it for checking my chametz? So the Gemara is going to give four reasons why ner of candle is better than an avuka for chametz checking. Answer number one: Amar Nachman Yitzchak, Zeyach Lachnis Lachayin Nistarkin. This is a famous one everyone remembers. Zeyach Lachnis Lachayin Nistarkin. We always want to check for chametz in the cracks and crevices, in the small areas. You can't go with a torch in small areas. The torch can't fit inside there. A candle can safely fit inside there, and therefore it's best to use a candle. Answer number one. Answer number two: Rav Zvidamar, Zeyayri Lefanav Zeyach Lachayrav. That the candle, when someone holds a candle, the light actually falls in front of him. When one holds a candle, a torch, I should say, the light falls behind him. I don't know exactly the mechanics of it, but apparently, I think this is the way they explain it, similar to what I was saying before about the sun. That when you have direct sunlight, it's so bright, it's hard to appreciate it. You can only, the best usage of the torch is when someone's holding a torch, the light behind them, not directly by the torch, is the easier light to use, because it's like one level removed from directly staring at the bright light. It's easier to use. So by a candle, it's not that bright that it's hard to use right in front of you, as the torch is so bright to use the torch and to look right where the torch is giving off light is too bright, and therefore, better use the candle than the torch. That's answer number two. Answer number three. A torch, someone's afraid of. A torch, obviously, can clearly light a house on fire. Similar to what we said before, Chayis is talking, but a little different. The first answer was, you physically can't get the torch into Chayis talking. Forget about, let's say you built your house with the best 2020 non-flammable flame retardant products. You're not scared about it catching fire, let's say, but still you can't get into a small area. That was the first idea, l'chayra, as opposed to a candle, you can't get into a small area. This new idea, that was Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Rav Papa saying even more, even if you're in a more open area, you're not going into small cracks and crevices. A torch is a big fire. To work around a house, a big fire with the potential chlila, setting things on fire is a much bigger concern, is a very big concern, as compared to a candle, which is much smaller. People are not so concerned, and therefore they'll be able to check better. Lastly, Ravina Amar, and that, by the way, is going to give us a lach l'maisa. We'll speak in a second. Halacha Maaseh for the day. Ravina, Amar Ravina says, Hai Mashach Nahira, the light of the candle is steady. Hai Muktif Iktif, the light of the torch flickers. It waxes and wanes. It gets bigger and smaller. And that itself makes it more difficult to search. A light of a candle is very steady. Obviously, we spoke out in Mamelikan, which lights are more steady, which aren't. So you have to keep that in mind. But light of a candle is typically steady. And therefore, that's better to use to search for chametz, a steady type of light, which doesn't affect the eyes as much. Now, the Chashuk Chametz discusses a shayla. Can one use a match? You strike a match, and you want to use a match for bedikah. It's like a small in there, like a candle, has like a very similar flame to a candle. It's a steady flame. Can you use it for bedikah chametz? So on the face of it, it sounds like yes. But says Chashuk Chametz, he has an issue. You know why? Because we spoke about being afraid that chlila it's going to catch fire with the rest of the house. That's the being afraid. But by a match, everyone knows when you light the match, you're against the clock. The fire at the top of the match is quickly rolling its way down all the way to your fingers are. You get a long stem match, you get an extra couple of 10, 15 more seconds, 30 more seconds. But the bottom line is, you're running against the clock. That notion of having a fire, that you're running against the clock, that you're scared, that's going to come and burn your fingers, that itself grows to be a fear. And therefore he says, bias. The Gemara's lush of high buzz, pilot buzz. Bias would be a concern, would be a problem. And therefore one certainly should not, at least the chatchila. I don't remember, I didn't see the Chashuk Chametz brought inside. I saw a reference, but from Zilberstein. But certainly lechatchila shouldn't be used. Maybe even b'dieved, but certainly lechatchila a match should not be used because of our Gemara of being biased. Kishmaka halacha from the Rav Zilberstein Shlita. Now we get to the next part of the Mishnah where we said any place where chametz is not brought, you don't have to check for chametz, right? Any place where chametz is not brought, you have to check for chametz. Ask the Gemara. Kamakam is a very general term. You could have just said makam. What's kol makam? Kol makam l'asui ma'ar, what's it come to include? L'asui ha'ad t'ad rabbanan, chayri beis al-yenim et-tachtayinim, the holes in the wall of a house that are very high or very low, v'gagay etziya, or the roof of a house, which is yetziya literally means it's the roof of an annex. But the point is that it's not necessarily so high, but it's slanted. We have very many, our homes today, very commonly have slanted roofs. Back in the day, it was much more common to have kind of flat roofs, and we discussed in the past, even though it was flat roofs, they would make a little bit of an angle at the rain should roll off, so it wasn't completely flat, but it would be a little bit angle. They would use like a mat, and they would plaster, and they would roll back and forth and create a little bit of angle on the roof, but the roof was overall a flat roof with a little bit of angle at the rain should roll off. So by a roof that is slanted, v'gag hamigdol, the roof of a tower, with a tower, amygdala is like a closet shaped like a tower, refus bucker, the cattle barn. We're giving these all examples of cases which the Tanakhama is going to say don't need bedika because they're not places where you bring chametz. They're not commonly used. So just going back for the ones we quoted already, so the hole that's very high and the house hole is very low, the slanted roof, which was again, I'm specifically saying back then maybe they'll be a little different because it's more common. Again, most people still don't go on roofs. Only roofers go on roofs. But the bottom line is, we're a little more familiar, a little more comfortable with slanted roofs. V'gag amigdal, v'refes becker, the cattle barn, v'lulin, chicken coop, umatvin, and the storehouse of straw. Eitzes yayin meitzes shemen, it's a key one. The eitzes, the storage house of wine and shemen, we have in our Mishnah a din of the martef of getting wine. This is the storehouse of wine, the storehouse of oil. Ain't shirim b'dika. The Brayis of it says doesn't need b'dika. Why not? Because these aren't places that a person brings chametz to. That's what the kol zasuye. Any place where chametz is not normally brought, one need not check for chametz. You don't even need b'dika. Let's also if you have a bed. The bed. I'm not sure exactly what type of bed this was, but it was used to kind of break up an area. It was like almost like a piece of furniture that separated two rooms. So mita that separates between two rooms umafsekes and it has a gap. Tzricha b'dika, that needs a b'dika. Now the chiddush is has a gap underneath it where you can store things. So since it separates two rooms, but there's useful space underneath that is considered not just like a wall, it's considered an area for storage, and therefore you would have to check for chametz. For Ramini asked the Gemara, we have a stira on some of the dinim in this brisa. Charbet shebein adam chaverei. If you have a hole in the wall between a person's apartment and his friend's apartment, this guy checks where his hand reaches, and this guy checks where his hand reaches. Each check on his hand reaches to see if there's chametz there. And the rest of the space in between, he's vatal b'libay. Again, lashon vatal b'libay, which fits like the Ramban's diak yesterday that the bittul could take place with the heart. It's a bittul san hefker, and therefore the heart alone is enough. You don't have to be mafkert b'peh. Again, that's a simple reading. Of course, the other rishonim we spoke yesterday with the ritva, I'm sure we'll say the same thing over here as well. That b'libay means you have to. It's just a gemar of being mafkert, but of course you mafkert b'peh. Okay, Rav Shimon. It's the same thing we said before from Shemil Mil. This bed that's a partition in the house. There's lumber and stones underneath it. But it leaves a gap. So here we got a problem. The same din, Rishon Mil said before, you do have to check under the mita. Here Rishon Mil saying you don't have to check under the mita. I just went backwards. That was the second stira. And the first part of the brisa The Gemara actually does, like I said, kasha mita mita. We have a kasha in this last case, shigomiel. In the first price of mita, he says you have to check. Here he says mita, you don't have to check. And the second, and also kasha chayrin achayrin. In the first price, we said the holes, you do not have to check. And here in this price, we're saying that by holes between two neighboring apartments, each of us has to check how far as the hands reach. We have a stira b'chayrin, stira b'mita. Answers the Gemara in order, chayrin achayrin like kasha. The holes in the wall is not a stira one to the other. Habalei havetatai. Right? We kind of were medayik this when we read the first braisa. When the holes are low down and very high up, that's very not commonly used. Holes that are low down, they're not easy access. Holes that are high up, not easy access. And therefore, we don't have to check those holes. That was the first braisa. The second braisa is you have to check the holes. It's talking about holes that are medium-sized height. Holes that are somewhere in the middle, which is very normal to use, that you gotta check. That's the simple answer to stira in the two braisas, lagabi, the holes in the wall. Mita, mita, like kasha, also why? Had medaye, had metatai. The braisa, the first one that says that you gotta check, is where the bed's raised up a bit, and there's very comfortable space to use underneath the bed, and therefore you gotta check. Had metatai. The second braisa deals with a bed that's very low down, so it's very difficult, not that much space. Of course, like every, even just picture a regular couch. There is some space under the couch to stick your hand, to put something there, but it's not a very comfortable usage, and therefore, it's not common, someone's gonna use it, and therefore that's the second braisa saying you have to check. Actually fits very well, because the braisa did say in the second braisa, it spoke out that there were eight simen avanim sedurin tachteah. There were stones and lumber arranged underneath it, which again, that does sound like there's some spot to put things, but the point that it already was full. There's very little space between the bed and the eight simen avanim that are underneath it. Seems like there was much less space to use, for usage, and therefore you could assume it wasn't used in the second braisa. Therefore, even Shigomil is going to say you don't have to check in that case. Okay. You're saying, I don't need bedika, but I don't need bedika. Stras and wine, don't need bedika. I will enter the rice, stras and wine, do need bedika. I just haven't entered bedika. You're right. Elsewhere in the rice, I just haven't does not need bedika. That's shims. But I just have a stereo with rice that doesn't need bedika. Says Mark, my skin is mistopic. The rice is talking about a case where a person who supplies himself from the storehouse during the meals. We're talking about that storehouse they have to check is when it was accessible. It wasn't stopped out far away where you stored it. It was a place where a person would go during the meal to fill up on wine. We're scared the Shabbos went with a piece of bread during the meal to fill up with wine, and therefore maybe left some chametz there. But the comparable case with shemen, wouldn't you argue, must be not talking about a storehouse of shemen, which you don't go to during the meal. Obviously, it's a storehouse of shemen, which is also close by, that you'd go to during the meal. So why don't you have to worry over there about chametz being there? Why is shemen different? Shemen in both prices, we said, you don't have to check. Why? Answer to Gemara, very simple. There's a difference in the metzias. Shemen, if you have 10 guests, you estimate 2 ounces, I'm just making up a number, of shemen is required per guest for his dipping in his bread or whatever it is. And therefore, you bring 20 ounces, you got to go. It's not something you run out of. You usually are able to estimate the exact amount of shemen you need. And you, of course, maybe take a drop more than what you need to be safe. And you have to go back. Wine varies. If people are in the mood of drinking, they can go through 5 bottles of wine at a meal. If they're not in the mood of drinking, they go through 91 bottle. It's very hard to gauge how much wine people can drink. And therefore, says Gemara, shemen yesh lekevel achila, yain in lekevel shtia. By shemen, there's a fixed amount. You know how much food there is. You know how much people can eat. You know how much oil to bring for that amount of food. Whereas wine, even with the same amount of eating, people could drink more in one sitting, drink less in another sitting, and therefore you may end up going back to the storehouse to get more wine during a meal. Tanya Pchia. Also, Eitzer Shechar, the Bavel, Kaitzes Yayim Betzjol. They made in Bavel, where they used to have Shechar, they treated the storehouses of beer in Bavel like the storehouses of wine at Stroll, but Mistopic, meaning in the case where people go to fill up and mill the meal to add more beer, like they used to go to Stroll to add more wine, same din, just like if you check the storehouses of wine on for pays for chametz, because people go to fill up during the meal. The shamash goes, and therefore we may leave chametz there. So through the beer house, storehouses in Bavel, they used to go and fill up during the meal, and therefore you have to check for chametz. You're all asking, beer is chametz! You're checking beer on your, you're checking the stores of beer on chametz, on Pesach, for chametz. Get rid of the beer. Totally, it's chametz. Sell those stores. The answer is, beer is chametz only when it comes from hops, when it comes from, let's say, wheat or barley. Beer that comes from date beer, That's going to be fine. Beer that comes from different types of non-chametz sticker products, of course, is not going to be a problem. That's obviously what we're talking about in that brisa. Amar of Chizda, Beidagim ain't tzarich bedika. An area that it seems like a box or something, a fish does not require searching. But tani tzarich bedika, we learned elsewhere at the box that you store fish. Does he searching? Like Asha, habravri habazuch. It depends how big the fish are. If it's large fish, that's what Chizda was saying, you don't need to check. You know why? When you take a large fish, you don't have to go back into the mill to refill more fish. When you take out small fish, you took a bunch of small fish, people ate them up, you need more. So small fish, which you have to replenish, there you go back during the meal and search, and therefore you have to check maybe chametz was left in that box or in that area where they store that fish. Okay. Amar Bar Puna, Bei Milchi, Bei Kiri, Tzarech Bedika, the storage house of salt and the storehouse of wax, which was used, remember back in the day they didn't have light. So they used to use wax all the time by their meals. They needed more candlelight. So those storage houses need Bedika. Amar Papa, Beit Tzivi, Beit Ami, Tzarech Bedika. And Papa says the storage house of wood and the storage house of dates also requires Bedika because people go there during the meal to search for more candles and more salt. Tana, more dates and more wood. Also, all the same. Tana, was talking of like getting back to the din of searching in the holes in between the two apartments. There's a hole in the wall, and each one's got to stick his hand as far into the wall as they can reach. You don't have to stick your hands into holes and cracks to search for chametz mesakana. So the Bryce is limiting and saying that even though we said before by big holes, you got to check. You don't have to check by these smaller holes, Chayes Sakana, because Sakana, meaning a hole that's normal to use, and you're putting stuff in there that you have to check. The Mar is actually going to say in a second what type of hole we're talking about. If it's a hole that you normally use, obviously it's not Sakana. The fact that you use it, the Mar is even going to ask. So regular, normal window holes that are used, that for sure you have to check. These charis sakana, you have to check because sakana, my sakana, what sakana are we talking about? Inim my sakana is akrav. If the sakana is sakana of scorpion, kimish tamish, hechi ish tamish. How did you use it in the first place? You need to use it as a sakana scorpion. If you're using it, you know where it's scorpion, so search also. Letzricha de nafal. We're talking about where the wall collapsed. When the wall collapsed, there were no scorpions in the wall when the wall was upright. But now the wall collapsed, it fell down. Now to go search for the things, the chametz that you may have left in the wall, you don't have to search because the scorpions are there. In fact, tomorrow, if it's collapsed, you don't have to search anyway. Eid nafal. Lomi b'dika, why don't you b'dika? But tonight we learned the Mishnah. This is a Mishnah coming up on Daf Lamed Aleph. Chametz shenafel alav apelos. A chametz that fell in a ruin, a wall fell in it. Harek mevur. That's considered as if it's mevur. It's considered fully destroyed. It's getting rid of. Says the Gemara, famous qualification that we have over there coming up again at the Lamed Aleph. Our Gemara says over here as well. Hasam she'enikel lech lachab b'shachrav. We're talking over there where the dog can't search after chametz. The dog it's covered, which we say over there is a share of I think a three tefachim worth. If it's buried more than three tefachim, the dog can't search for it. Hacha b'shachrav lech lachab b'shachrav. We're talking over here where the dog can search for it. So if it's within three, it's within three tefachim of the ground, the dog can search for it. But by sticking your hand in there, there's a danger of an akrav, and therefore you don't have to search there. That's what I'm saying. Technically, a dog can get it, but still you don't have to search for the difference over here. Altsakana. Farmer Blazer Shlesh Shulchan and is asking more of the famous question, and there's going to be a big focus actually from here to the end of the Amud as well. It's come up a few times. Shluchim mitzvah and zakim. Those who are performing mitzvah aren't harmed. So therefore, when you're checking for the chametz, you shouldn't be worried about the akravim. No. Amravashi Shema Tevid LeMachat. We're concerned that maybe he'll have lost a needle or some of the small kli in this hole. And when he's looking for the chametz, he's also going to look for this needle. And you're right. Searching for the chametz, he won't get harmed, but searching for the needle, he will get harmed. Says Amravashi Shema Tevid LeMachat. Vasa the new basri is looking for the machat. He'll get harmed. But it's still not a mitzvah. If he's checking, the Gemara is assuming right now that he's checking for both at once. So good, he's checking for a needle as well. But so what? The fact that he has ulterior motives together with his mitzvah is not a problem. It doesn't take away the same mitzvah. V'atanya we learned. V'agav la mitzvah is not a mitzvah. V'atanya we learned. 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 A fellow says, this cell should be for tzaka, a manas that my son should live. A manas that I should be a ben el abba. So he's giving money, but he's making a condition that my son should live, or that I should, talking about pashto case when someone's sick, or he should be a ben el abba. He clearly has some personal gain that he wants from the mitzvah. What's the halacha? Top of a vase, chesam vase, top line of vase. That's how the gummer. That's a tzadik gummer, right? We know there's anything to do with lishma. So if we say it's not a stira, avada, if you do lishma, if you do the problem of doing a shloi lishma is when you're doing it specifically lekanter to do it for negative. But to do a shloi lishma, b'tashma b'lishma, we're saying avada that works, and that's considered. It's not the gummer. So in our case, he's checking for the chametz and the mar's assuming at the same time, checking for the nino as well. So what's the problem? You should still have the din of shluchim as a zakim. It's not the gummer. Think a mitzvah. Says the gemara dilma abasal of badak after he checked aslan nevasra. No, it means the concern is that he's going to check for chametz first and then for the needle. Fakir, he's a mitzvah boy. He's first focused on the mitzvah, then he's going to check for the needle. If we have him check in chayr sestakim, we're concerned he's going to check for other stuff as well, not mitzvah related, and therefore, and through that, he'll be harmed. What happens to the idea of shluchim as a zakim, but not when there is shchicha hazeka? The mar's actually going to bring it in our daf coming up where the shchicha hazeka in a few lines. Gemara is going to bring that, remind us of that famous memra. We remember, of course, from the Gemara in Kedushin, where Gemara discusses a person's going to climb up a ladder to do shluch hakan at the behest of his parents, the two mitzvahs in the Torah that stress arichas yamim, kibah ve'aim, and shluch hakan, and then a run snaps and he falls clearly and he dies. So of course the Gemara there says that and Rami that the Ari Chasamim is Ari Chasamim in a world that's full of life, meaning Olam Haba. It doesn't necessarily mean Ari Chasamim in this world. That's the real answer to the Gemara there. But the Gemara also gives an answer there as well that Shchicha Hazeka Shani in that top in those sukkahs over there in Kedushin in the second part of the first parak in the Agadza, the Gemara discusses that when it's Shchicha Hazeka Shani, when it's very, very Shchicha Hazeka, that's different. Your point doesn't have a protection. So why don't we answer over here that you don't say Shchicha Hazeka Shani, it's Shaka Kasha. The first Shabbos asks, what answer brought, it's also deflected, the Chag Yaakov brings answer from others, and there's a big aside, very relevant to the parashas coming up in Chumash, that there's a fundamental difference between Bechira of Adam and Bechira of animals. Bechira of animals. Meaning, by Adam, we say b'shchicha zeka, if the hezek is shriach, if it's very possible for someone to get damaged, shluchim mitzvah nezakim doesn't apply. You can't say, oh, I'm going to go into a very dangerous place that where the chalil is a lot of anti-Semitism and they hate Yidden. I'm going to go do a mitzvah for Hestia, like go sleep in my sukkah, and especially a place where they're known, let's say, to be physically harmful chalila towards Yidden, and shluchim mitzvah nezakim. No. When it's b'nei Adam, this is a chakak is being from one of the achrenim, when it's b'nei Adam, they have their own bechira, because they have their own bechira, therefore a person is not going to be protected, therefore we say shchich zeka is a problem, and shluchim mitzvah could be nizik. However, if it's animals or the like, they don't know bechira really. It's all up to Kadosh Baruch Hu what they do. And therefore, even shchicha ezeka would not be an issue. Unbelievable chiddush that some of the achrenim want to say. Chak Yaakov dismisses and says, I don't like this answer. If that's the case, the latter rung, don't say shchicha ezeka. If the latter rung has no bechira, so therefore, if it's as long as it was still working a minute ago, even though it's very loose, you should say that still is okay because the latter rung has no bechira and shulchem etzayin zakim that it should still work. That's a clear raya that even when there's no bechira, shchicha ezeka is still a problem. That's Chak Yaakov's raya against these achrenim's answer. What's unique about the achrenim's answer is it fits very well with a very mechudish tikka, Arachayim, a huge chiddush. We've spoken about this in the Daf. We spoke about this in Chumash here. It comes up. There's also Refarshim and Vayichi that connect to this. But this is really Arachayim chiddush by Yosef being thrown into the pit, where he says a massive yisaid. He says that Reuven threw Yosef in the pit. Why he tried to save Yosef? Of course, the Gemara discussed in Shabbos Chaf Beis. Mamish coming up. Chanukah is coming up. We have the discussion by Chanukah. So we discuss what's up. Shai threw him into the pit. Mayimim by Achvarim and Nechashim Yeshpay. What do you mean? How's he saving him? Throwing him into the pit with snakes and scorpions? It makes no sense. Allah is a person thrown into the pit with snakes and scorpions. You can testify about him that he's dead. His wife is Mutagari married. We spoke about this actually that Gemara on the Chav Beis in Shabbos. We give a Shmak answer based on that Gemara that the Gemara connects to the idea of Gvayim Master Ami. He can't see the something above 20 Amos. He can't see the Nerchanik above 20 Amos. He can't see the burrow is 20 Amos deep. You have to know 20 Amos deep also is a problem of it's very, very, very difficult to survive being thrown into a burrow 20 Amos deep. Sepakasha, Akash Mice. Okay, but that was the answer we said back then that Reuven was saving him by throwing him into a pit and he didn't see the snakes and scorpions because it was very deep. That was the answer we gave back then. Archaim HaKadosh has a different approach. Archaim HaKadosh says that Reuven said, us as humans, we're going to kill him. We're taking out the Bechira. We have our own Bechira. And even if he's not meant to die, we have the power to kill someone because we're Bnei Adam that are Baal Bechiras. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Bnei Adam this a massive line. He gave Bnei Adam that are Baal Bechiras the opportunity to do their free will. And if their free will is to go kill someone else, that person could have been destined to live for another 100 years. But since another person uses Bechira and killed him, he died early. He died early. Was it not meant to be? He died early. That is Derech Chaim HaKadosh. But when you throw him into snakes and scorpions, at the end of the day, since even though that's the Derech, since they are totally in the Bechir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Reuven surmised and said, let me throw him into he knew the snakes and scorpions were there. Let me throw him into the pit. And if he's not meant to die, the snakes and scorpions won't bite him because they don't have their own real Bechira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect him. That is Derech Chaim HaKadosh, which of course gets into a famous, famous discussion whether or not a person can alter, the chain of history, whether someone who's not destined to, could someone suffer a punishment or a pain or a suffering that wasn't destined to come. Does Reuven's Bechira enable him to damage Shimon in a way that Shimon was not meant, so to speak, was not destined to be damaged or not? Obviously, everything, there's ultimately going to be a risk and reward. There's ultimately going to be reward and punishment, and the fact that Shimon was damaged will serve as some sort of kapara. It will change his fate as well, but Lamaisa's fate is being changed. He wasn't meant to be punished, and he got punished because Reuven's Bechira allows him to be punished. That's according to our Chaim HaKadosh. That's a massive Kiddush. Other Achorinim argue very strongly. They say Chas v'Shalom. They say Avada. If Reuven was able to kill Shimon, that means Shimon was meant to die. Reuven still held accountable because Shimon would have died by being hit by a bus. Chalila, he would have died by getting sick some other way. But Shimon was going to die regardless. And Reuven just happened to be the chatims to kill him. So Reuven's chayiv misa because Reuven did a maisa misa, kind of like Pari Mitzrayim. him. Klai Yisrael was guaranteed to go to punishment. So why is going to go to servitude? So why was Pari punished? Famous. Because he didn't have to be the one to do it. It could have been someone else. That's the idea that the other Achorinim, Rishayim explain. But this is, I mean, again, I'm quoting from Aruch HaMikdash, but it goes back to Rishayim, this Machlekes, and anyway, it connects very well to our Gemara. Okay. So let Gemara write there.
Just as a point,
very good. For the Mishal Shlem, that's why, then he wouldn't have died from the, very good. Very good. Shkayach. That's, he wouldn't have died from being thrown down. And the part of that shtickle over there was that Zrika, they hold, make a whole shtickle terror, that Zrika is a lashon that's used for a far, some, when you're throwing something far. Zrika is something used when you're throwing something far. If it's close to you, you use the word Zrika. They base it on the Gemara's, by the Mizbeach, by throwing, you throw the Mutza and the Naira from the bird over from one side of the Mizbeach all the way to the other side into the, onto the pile of, next to the ramp. So they want to say over there, the lashon, I think it's a Rash in Kachem. They want to say Zrika is lashon of 20 Amas, throwing 20 Amas. It's interesting, according to what he's saying, Lizer, that they were Mishal Shlem down, and that's why he wouldn't have died. We're still calling it Zrika. Part of the verb over there, they're using Lashon of Zrika. It's interesting how that fits with Mishalshon. But okay, but it does practically make a lot more sense what you're saying, that it was Mishalshon.
I thought I remember seeing Mishalshon.
Okay, very good. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, as we said, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says that the danger we're talking about over here in the Chayis Hashtakim is not because you're looking for the needle and maybe you'll get damaged, and it's not because of scorpions. The danger is Mesakas Nachrim. We're talking about the danger of the Nachrim of Plemai, and it's like the sheet of Plemai, the time we learned the Baisa, Charshim and Yudilam, Ramai, a hole in the wall between the Yid and the Guy, Baitik Ashamakam, Yishad, Magasi, checks until as far as the hand reaches, Vasham, Vali, Bliba, the rest is about Bliba, Plemai, Amar, Klaas, Baitik, 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 Sakana, he shouldn't check Kosakana, my Sakana, what's the Sakana? Inyam Sakasakashav, the Sakana is the Guy's gonna think the Yid's doing some Kishav, Kishav, Shek, Shamish, but if the Guy's gonna think whenever you use your hand in this hole in the wall, you're doing kishuf. How did you use it in the first place? If you're able to use it, then you're able to check also. Obviously, you're not worried about witchcraft. Because when you're using it, you use it by day, with daylight, there's nothing fishy going on. So the guy's not going to be concerned you're doing kishuf, and he's not going to come beat you up. And the guy's not going to think anything of it. The guy's going to see you coming with a candle at night. That seems a little bit, weird. It seems a little bit weird, and therefore the guy's going to think that maybe doing kishuv, and therefore the guy's going to look to him like he's doing kishuv, and it's dangerous. That's what we're saying. Therefore, you don't check because of the sakana of the guy. For Amar Blazer, Shulchan Aruch says Zaka Mar, same question again. You worry about the guy being upset about the witchcraft, that what appears to be as a witchcraft. I shulchan b'tzed zakim answers the Gemara. Hey, the shichah hazik is shiny, where shichah hazik is different, and therefore we are worried. It's beautiful, by the way, the teretz that the chayka. Chayk Yaakov dismissed fits beautiful like a glove. Over here, the Gemara uses Shchich Hazeka. The Gemara earlier didn't use Shchich Hazeka. Why? Over here, we're talking about an Adam before we talk about an Achmar. It actually fits beautiful. The Chayk Yaakov didn't like it because of the latter, the question from the latter. But this other sheet, which fits very well with our Chayim, that we connected, is making it fits beautiful with the Gemara, which makes a distinction where we apply Shchich Hazeka by the guy. We don't apply it by the Achmar. Chayetz Gishmaka, riots, that's Tapshat. Okay. Shnema Vayemer Shmuel, Eich Eilich, Vesham Mashal, Vargeni, Vayemer Hashem, Eglas Parker, Tikach Biyadcha. So, Shmuel said, how can I go? Hashem commanded him to go. And Shmuel said, how can I go? Shaul's going to hear about me going, and he's going to find out I'm going there, and he's going to kill me. So Hashem said, okay, you're right, take with you a carbon in order to camouflage why you're going. But meaning Shmuel was going at the behest, at the directive of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was scared that Shaul was going to kill him. He's going, he's mamish doing a mitzvah, not stam, like I don't want to say chas shalom, a mitzvah that was a general commandment, he's keeping it. This is a direct commandment of Hashem to him right now. And still he was scared. Why? If it's a real reason to believe that Shaul the king's going to be upset, and he's going to consider it a merida of the Malchus, he's going to be upset, and he's going to kill him, therefore it's a real concern. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed and said, okay, go for a different purpose. B'yimnei Merav, they asked from Rav, Hani b'nei Bei Rav, the Dari B'baga. These children, these b'nei Bei Rav, that live in the Baga, in these plains area. Mal Mesi Kadma Chashuk Lebei Rav. What's this halacha about them coming? This is again Lagabi the sugya of Shluchim Mitzvah and Zakim. They live out in the village in the plains, and they want to come travel early in the morning. We had this discussion a couple of ago, and go late at night for learning. They want to come early in the morning for davening, for learning. Could they go? It seems like they're calling them Bei Barav. The focus here is on learning Torah. They're coming to the base bench on Torah. Could they go in the morning and night? I'm going Nesu alive al tzavari. Let them come, and on my neck is the responsibility should they get damaged. Meaning, they're coming for mitzvah purposes, and the mitzvah will protect them. Nasal mai, what about going back after dark? So to come to learn, fine. What about going back? Amalu, Leadan, I'm not sure we're going back. Itmar, Amar Blazer, Shluchim Mitzvah and Zakin, Leibali Chasan, Vileba Chasaras. Now remember, we keep quoting for Blazer. He says explicitly, Shluchim Mitzvah, not Nizik, Sai in the going, and the going to do the mitzvah, Sai in the coming back, they're returning from the mitzvah. They still have the protection. Kiman. The Torah says, those have to go to 8:30 Shachris, it's late, just a heads up. So Kavi, we're going to go just for a couple more minutes. Kavi shall A person shouldn't be shouldn't have chemda for the land when you go up three times a year to do a regal. What is the teaching? What's the teaching us? The person is going to leave his cow at home at the pasture, and he should be scared that a wild animal is going to come damage it. No, he'll be protected. He's going, leaving his animals, and he's going to go up to be oil regal, and the animals will still be protected. Similarly, Tangoscham Nakaris Bashba, his chicken will be picking at the garbage. It's the famous place that the chickens go. And the weasel won't harm it. This is normal. It's very normal for the weasels to damage the birds, for the wild animals to damage the domesticated animals. And yet, there's a protection when you go to mitzvah, al yilu regel. So, you're right, it's possible to have danger traveling at night, traveling in dark places, is definitely possible to have danger. But it's not the derech for people to get damaged. So, madach, those of which are derech to be damaged are protected. Certainly, those who are not derech to be damaged will be protected by yidei doing a mitzvah. Fine. I only know when you're going up to the mitzvah, on the way to the mitzvah, you have protection. But Chazor Menachem, I know on the way back, there's also protection. The passage says, you'll turn in the morning, go back to your tents, you'll go back to your tents and find your tents b'shalom. You'll find your tents without having any damage done to it. If you tell me even on the way back, There's protection. You have that second pasuk. So why don't you tell me the way there? Madach on the way back from the mitzvah. You already did the mitzvah. You still protection. The way to the mitzvah, sure, you have protection. Call them sheish like karka. You're right. The first part of the pasuk was also telling me a different message. That only someone has karka is oil regal. Someone doesn't have karka is not mechivli regal. We darsh for this pasuk. Only one who owns land. The Torah says, don't covet your land and not go up to be oil regal. Leave your land and go be oil regal. We learn from that only someone has land that's be oil regal. If you remember, one of the answers we said for Taisvah is a few about back when Yehuda Mesera gave a trick to that Armenian, that guy who was eating from Karm Pesach, and he wanted the guy to get caught. So he said, tell them they should keep it from the tail. The tail goes on the Mizbeach. The tail is part of the what's machti on the Mizbeach. And they chapped, there must be something up. And he said, Rebbe Mizbeach told me to eat kefir the tail. And they killed him because they chapped, he was a guy. He's an imposter. So the question was, one of the Taisa Kasha was, why does the Dorf was Rebbe Mizbeach not going up to the regal himself? The answer we gave, one of the Taisa answers were, that besides being old, maybe not well, was because he didn't have land in that soul. If you don't own land in that soul, you don't have to be able to regal. That's the Mamish Tazdin we just said from our Gemara. By the way, I just remembered, if I forgot to mention a different Taisa. If you look at the top Taisa, I know we're in the middle of a Gemara. But let's finish the next few lines just to finish this Gemara before the two dots, and then we'll speak on the Taisus quickly. Amar Oven by Ada, Amar Vitzel Beima in Paris Gneiser Bishlaim. Why are the Paris Gneiser not growing in Shlaim? Because you are the regal on the top of the regal. Because you are the regal. I'm the Paris Gneiser are very sweet Kishmaka Paris. If they would have those Paris in Shlaim, not as opposed to in Gneiser, people would say, I go up to be the regal for the Kishmaka Paris for ulterior motives. We don't want that. And Mali Alino El Echel Paris Gneiser Bishlaim Dainu. Had we only gone up to get these sweet Paris, it would be worth it to go up. It's very nice to find. It's a pasuk in Tehillim, of course, we say, right? And I think it's in the Kufs, and the Kuf Lamans over there, right? Right? It's good to see the beauty of Yishlaim, but to go up and say go for a different reason, that's a little bit, you want the person to be going up for the mitzvah of the regal. Nimsis Aliyah Shalishma comes out to Aliyah Shalishma, and we prefer not that. How was Tveri not found? The hot springs of Tveri not found in Yishlaim? Again, they should go up and say, if we only went up for the Reichas and Tveria, Dayenu, for the Chami Tveria, would that be enough? Meaning in Yishlaim, if we went up for those hot waters, that would be enough. So therefore, we want to go up Lishma, Nimsis, Aliyah Shleishma. If they go for that purpose, it would be Aliyah Shleishma. Actually, a very good segue to the taste that I forgot. Top taste says that a person says, give staka, Amnash Yechir Bini, Amnash Zechel Amaba, we're saying, raise the Sali Gomer. Ask Taisvis. Very good with the last Gemara about going up for the regal, also for the Shma purposes, non Shma purposes. Ask Top Taisvis. Father Tan, Altiyav Adam Mashamish Rav, Amnash Kaba Pras. Why are we saying it's okay to get stuck on Manash Yechir Bini? Amanash go to Omahaba. You're not supposed to get a person who does mitzvahs. Should not be doing mitzvahs like servants that serve the master. Amanash Kaba Pras. Rather, should be the Shem Shemayim. Answer Taisvis. Hayin Bekagavish Shemle Tova Leisa Taiva. Shumitzapa Taya Mascharet Alt Staka Shasa. That's only where, if he doesn't have the outcome that he desired, he'll have Charata. If his son Nebuch doesn't live, doesn't recover from that illness, if he doesn't, okay, Omahaba is a long term picture, but if he doesn't get that tonight, whatever tonight he makes, if it doesn't come to fruition, if he has charata that he wishes to give the staka, that's when we say that's a problem of being avad mishabshamah. He's only doing it for the pras. That's when it's a problem. For he's not only doing it for the pras. He's doing it because he wants to do the mitzvah, but he also wants to get a pras. But even if he doesn't get the pras, he's okay for the mitzvah alone. The mitzvah alone is worth it. That's totally fine. He's doing the staka b'ikr for the staka, and that's going to be fine. That is a tzadik gomer. Okay, let's see a few more minutes. We'll stop. A few more lines. Then we'll stop. We send in the Mishnah two shirts per batav. We have to check. The Mara says, "Who's talking about the Mishnah?" Like, I don't know. It just throws in. Where do we say what are we talking about? We said shirts per batav. We just said that place no chametz. You don't have to check. But me'amr shirts per batav. Why do we jump to the martif to the seller? Who mentioned anything about the martif? Any place where you didn't bring chametz does not need bedika. Vayisus yain, vayisus shemen. Neish mitzarch bedika. However, the sources of wine and shemen, even though they don't need bedika. The storehouses of wine and shemen don't need bedika. That's was sticking into the Mishnah, like we had in the Braisa. The storehouses of wine and shemen typically don't need bedika. Uvamev amr shteishuv martif. But once he's saying no bedika, so why do we say that by the martif for the seller, the two shuras need bedika? That's a makor shachis bechametz. That's a place we need where you bring chametz where. Mistopic. When you go to fill up more wine on Shabbos, and you run out of wine, and we'll have a meal, during a meal, you go, or I shouldn't say Shabbos, during a meal, you eat chametz, you go and fill up more wine, that's a place where you, you end up going with chametz, and therefore you gotta check. I would have loved to finish the Ravid, I don't go too long, let's save the rest for tomorrow, Mitzvah. We'll hopefully catch up fully by tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.